As many as 4 million Americans who currently lack health insurance could be eligible for a new program. 60 large companies have joined with 3 health insurers to offer a variety of health options to workers who don't qualify for regular coverage. But, as NPR's Julie Rovner reports, some are questioning the value of the benefits.
Nearly 4/5 of the 45 million Americans without health insurance either have a job or live in a family with a worker. The new program, called National Health Access, is intended to lower the number of those who are uninsured and employed. The idea is to provide access to health insurance or health service discounts to part-time and temporary workers, as well as contractors and early retirees. The companies include General Motors, IBM, and Toys R Us. The firms won't help pay the premiums, which will range from about $50 to $300 a month, but it will give those individuals access to group discounts and a better deal than they could find on their own, says Sears Senior Vice President Greg Lee.
What this will do is provide a common base for uninsured employees, and they'll be able to buy in at very different levels based on affordability and need.
The lowest cost option isn't even insurance. It's a card to provide discounts on medical services. The more expensive plans combine high deductible coverage with a health savings account. Lee says having a variety of plans available is important, particularly for the lowest income workers.
At least it begins to get them into our health care programs here in this country, and as they do better economically, they can buy up.
Reed Tuckson is a physician and senior vice president of the United Health Foundation. United is one of the insurers that will be offering coverage under the program. Tuckson concedes that some of the plans are pretty Spartan. One, for example, covers $450 worth of doctor visits and 10 prescriptions a year. But he says all are worthwhile.
The way that we have to look at the various options is compared to what? And I think that what we understand is compared to nothing at all. This is, in fact, these are all, every single element of this program are improvements.
But Karen Politz isn't so sure. Politz is a health policy researcher at Georgetown University.
You know, I did the math. Someone who's working at minimum wage 25 hours a week is only making $6,500 a year. And you're asking them to pay a couple $1,000s for this coverage? I would be very concerned that it isn't better than nothing and that it may offer sort of a justification for employers to feel like they can continue to withdraw from offering job-based benefits.
Tuckson said the companies involved have made it clear they do not intend to use these plans to replace existing coverage for their full-time workforce. But Politz said she's also worried that the plans will give the workers who buy them a false sense of security.
If we're encouraging or promoting or justifying or somehow making people feel better about having inadequate coverage, that's very dangerous. The single leading reason why people file for personal bankruptcy in the United States is unpaid medical bills.
And 80% of those who file for bankruptcy because of high medical bills have insurance, she says. Meanwhile, the companies call the new options a win-win. They provide a retention tool for part-timers while potentially cutting down the uncompensated health costs for the uninsured that drive up insurance costs for everyone else. But the real test will come when workers decide for themselves if this coverage is worth paying for. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.